Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and know
ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you better get excited. This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Yeah. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. Dr. Henderson will be up. We got another song, ladies and gentlemen, and a few quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen, for you tonight. Hey, first of all, that number, you should be tweeting out that number right now, emailing, faxing, shouting it out the window. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. Call-in number, 347-843-4559. Put that number out there on the network. You've been tweeting, faxing, email, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. You will not be disappointed tonight. Get ready for another Straight to the Point. Yeah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you being with us tonight, those listening right now, and we just want to give you another awesome song. And Dr. Henderson will be up right after this next song, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space. Make a better place. Heal the world.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen all around the world, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Amen. Dr. Henderson, welcome.
Yes, blessings everyone. Everybody out there in radio land, I send you blessings. You just got finished hearing the wonderful late Michael Jackson. Make a better world. Make a better place for you and me. That means that we have to do something. We have to. The world is not going to become a better place by itself. We, the people who are in the world, we have to make it a better place. And so we give credit to Michael Jackson for Heal the World. And we also give credit to Michael Jackson for The Man in the Mirror. Sometimes we have to take a self-examination of our own life, you know, and find out what it is that we need to change about ourselves. We need to look in the mirror and take a look at our own selves and not blame or point fingers to anyone else and go before the Lord and say, God, what is it that, you know, examine my heart. You know, I like what David said, created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. So I want to welcome each and every one of you all to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we welcome you and we send you blessings. But we want to tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone according to the word of God in John 3:16 that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Absolutely. And so, you know, God allows everyone. It's open for everyone. His love, salvation is open for everyone. He does not discriminate. It's open for everyone. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we welcome you again. Those of you who are listening by way of live, I want to thank you. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, I want to thank you. And those of you who are going to call back and listen to this show over and over and over and over again, I want to thank you as well. We have a wonderful topic. Our usual programming, we go through four segments. The first segment is the word or discussion or a motivational word or a prophetic word. And then the second segment is what is called our business segment. And with that business segment, we allow our guests and each one of us a chance to talk about their business, what they are doing, what is the purpose, where can we contact them at to support their business. We allow people to talk about their vision. We also sow into each other's businesses, whether that's a ministry, whether that's a for-profit or a nonprofit. We sow, we give out Cash App information and PayPal information as well as website information. And so this radio broadcast is all-inclusive. We are about empowering. We are about pushing and motivating one another to be their best self yet. It's about the kingdom. It's about empowering the kingdom. So the third segment, we pretty much pick a topic on social media and talk about that. And so it could be any topic on social media, which trending. And so that's going to be our topic for our social media discussion. It's going to be we're going to be talking about voting, the importance of voting as it relates to entrepreneurs / business owners and the church. And we may go into some other things as well as it relates to certain policies between the two parties, between the two, not really parties, but the two candidates. And so then we talk about a relationship. We have a relationship segment in which people email me questions or they'll send information to the chat to Kevin and ask a question. And then my relationship panel led by myself, we answer that question. And so we give advice, marital advice, relationship advice, counseling advice. However, we tell people all the time that we just give you the advice based on the experience and our expertise. However, at the end of the day, you have to go before God and allow God to give you the final answer, okay? So I'll make sure that we talk about that. Now, tonight, we are not going to go through all four segments because I don't want us to run over 2 hours. If we go through all four segments and really talk about this subject about voting, I feel we're going to be on the line for 3-4 hours, and I'm not trying to be on the line for that long. So tonight, I just want to talk to you guys about, we're just going to talk about the social media segment, but I want to give you a quick word before we go into the social media segment because I want it to be a respectful exchange. I'm going to allow you guys to ask questions. I'm going to allow you to chime in. We're going to be respectful of one another. We're going to not argue with each other. This is the line where, and I just want you to know that the difference between this radio broadcast and any other is that we allow our guests, we allow our listeners to chime in, to ask questions, to give information, and whether we agree or not, you know, we do allow them a chance to get whatever they need to get off of their chest. If you want prayer, we will pray for you. If you want a prophetic word, now I am not a psychic, so I don't just give you a word. I have to be led by the Spirit of God. So if I'm not led by the Spirit of God to give you a prophecy, then I'm not. I'll just pray for you, okay? Now, as it relates to the topic tonight, we're going to be talking about, again, voting, but I was just going to go straight into voting, but God, the Holy Spirit dropped James 1 in my spirit. James 1, the fifth verse, when it talks about wisdom. So if you have your word, and if you don't, that's okay. I'm just going to go through this right quick. James 1 and 5 says, if any of us, any of you lack wisdom, and I'm reading from the Amplified version, if any of you lack wisdom, it means to guide you through a decision or a circumstance, you are to ask our God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him, okay? But he must ask for wisdom in faith. And again, I'm reading out of the Amplified. The Amplified is my actual favorite version because it breaks it down. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting God's willingness to help. For the one who doubts is like a billow surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. So in this election, a lot is going on. We're seeing a lot of negative talking, a lot of bashing, a lot of lying, and people are being persuaded one way or the other. I just want you to, before you make your decision, go to the Lord and ask for wisdom. Allow him to guide you through your decision, especially those of you who are Christians. And this is a Christian broadcast, okay? However, we talk about everything because we deal with real issues. And so we talk about everything. We give a biblical answer. However, we do talk about everything on this line. As you heard, we play 2 secular songs, okay? And we played those songs because they had meaning, you know? They had meaning to it. And I tell people all the time, and a lot of people don't agree with me, but I said Michael Jackson was ahead of his time. He was in the Bible and didn't even know it. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Don't the Bible say let a man examine his own self? Amen. He was already talking about examining his own heart with that song right there. And then heal the world, make it a better place. So he was all in the word. And so, again, James 1:5 tells us if we lack wisdom, we are to go to God and we are to ask God for wisdom. We are to ask him for direction. We are to ask him, and he will tell us. Then I want to go to James 1:19. James 19 says, understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Please listen to me on tonight. Be quick to hear. Be careful. Be a careful and a thoughtful listener. Be slow to speak. A speaker of carefully chosen words and slow to anger, meaning be patient, reflective, and be forgiving. Let me say that again. Verse 19 says, understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Okay? That means be attentive. Be quick to hear. Be quick to understand. Not so quick to run your mouth, but be quick to hear. Be quick to hear and understand, because we're talking about voting. What both of these candidates are talking about. What do these parties stand on? What are their principles? What are their policies? And how do they affect you and your family? Okay? So be quick to hear. Meaning be careful, thought, and be a thoughtful listener. Meaning don't just be talking and talking and talking, talking nonsense. Be very slow to speak. Get an understanding of where these two candidates stand. Don't get so caught up on their personalities, okay? You know, these are, I tell people all the time, you know, you have a pastor to teach you about the Bible and things of that nature. But politicians and, you know, things of that nature, they have a different job. So don't get caught up on personality. You know, look at results. You know, what have these people done or what have these parties done? And not just talk, because the Bible says don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. So if you find that one of these candidates are just talking and nothing has happened over the progression of them being in office, then you need to take that into consideration, okay? You want to make sure that what these two candidates have stated that they have done, you want to go and do the research and say, okay, this candidate said they did this. Let me go back and see if they really did it. So that's very important. You want to make sure that they are a man or men of their word. That's very important, because a lot of times people will say things before they get in office, and then when they get in office, they do something totally different, okay? So it's very important that you listen. Be slow to speak. Okay? Don't judge a person by their personality. You know, if people judge me by my personality, nobody would like me, because I'm outspoken. You know, I walk in the prophetic, and so I can be bold at times. And so I have to be direct at times. But I have a good heart, though. You know? So if somebody just look at the outer, you know, they'd be topped off. But people who really know me, like, oh, my God, she's a really nice person. She loves people. She, you know, she's a giver. So you can't get caught up on, and she's a person that, you know, she's a person that if she says she's going to do it, she's going to do it. She's a good friend to have. So you can't get caught up on personality and things of that nature. You have to look at the fruit, meaning that you have to look at whether that they are producing. That's what I mean by the fruit. Are they producing or if they not producing? So producing meaning that if they said they're going to do something, did they do it, and did they complete it, and was it successful? So you want to look at all those things, okay, when choosing candidates for public office. So the Word of God tells us to understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be careful, carefully chosen words, and slow to anger. Patient, reflective, forgiving. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And so one thing that I have been noticing that a lot of Christians have gotten out of character in this election. You know, a lot of us have gotten out of character. You know, I myself have even had to go and repent about some things, you know. And so, but, you know, when you see unrighteousness, a lot of times that can do something in you. But just like Michael Jackson said, we have to check ourselves. Amen. It used to be a song, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So we have to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves and recognize that people are watching us, okay? So, again, So you can go back and study those two scriptures. And so those two scriptures I gave you is setting us up for our discussion on voting and why we should vote and why that vote matters to the business owner slash entrepreneur and those of us who are in the church. I mean, we're looking at two parties. We're looking at the Democrat Party and we're looking at the Republican Party. But in a sense, we're looking at what each party stands for. What do they stand for and what have they stood for? And moving forward, what are they putting for? Okay? What do they stand for presently? What was it that they stood for in the past? And moving forward, you know, it's moving forward, what are they going to put forth? What are you putting forth? Okay? So we want to look at those things. And then those who have a track record, meaning that if they have been in office already, you want to look and see what have they accomplished, and not just accomplished, but you want to see if they are a man of results. You know, was anything turned around? Did anything change for the positive? And then you want to look and see if anything changed for the negative, because if what they did or what they put forth, what policy they put forth, changed for the negative, then you want to look at that and find out what was it that caused that negative reaction, okay? So I want to talk again. I want to move forward. Those are who are just coming on. I came out of the book of James, the 5th verse in the 19th. The 19th verse and the 20th verse. So you can go back and read those. Again, when picking your presidential candidate, you want to use wisdom. Don't get caught up on outside appearance. Don't get caught up on what other people are saying. You have to choose your candidate based on your principles and what is best for you and your family, okay? So don't get caught up on generational or habitual selection, meaning that because grandma or great-great-grandma was a certain, voted for a certain party, then therefore you have to do it, you know. We're breaking those cycles. We want to break those cycles on tonight because a lot of times we voted based on what other people said, but we didn't really get into knowing who that candidate was and what they really stood for. So we was voting for sometimes bad policies that made us, that kept a certain people or race stagnant, you know? So I want to talk a little bit about the difference between what each stand for. I want to talk first about some of the things that, you know, those of you know Joe Biden, he worked with Obama, President Obama, for 8 years, and he worked for Clinton, and so he was a senator as well. So he's been in government for 47 years, almost 50 years, and he represents the Democratic Party. Those of you who know President Trump, he's a businessman. I wouldn't say he's a politician. I would say he's more so of a businessman. He's a billionaire. He comes more so from the private sector. So he's not a politician per se. Say he's a businessman, and he gets things done. So you want to look at both of these candidates. Look at their record. When Joe Biden was in, you know, when he was with President Obama, when he was in the Senate, when he worked with the Clintons, you know, what did they do? Did anything change for the best? You know, he was never the president, so we can't base our decision on him being the president. However, He was the vice president, and he was in the Senate for many years, and he wrote policy. And we're going to talk about some of the policies that he wrote on tonight. So, in saying that, you know, you can look at the team he was on and go through what they stood for, and then you can look at what he's running on currently today, and you can compare that with President Trump, who was actually and still is the president and who is running for a second term, or what President Trump stands for and what he's done and what results have been, what positive results have come out of his presidency, and what he's putting forward moving forward, okay? Now, I want to talk a little bit about the church, Christians. We as Christians, Bible-believing Christians, because we know we have a lot of carnal Christians out there, carnal meaning that, you know, they just say they're Christian by name, but they're not really living the word. So those of us who are living the word and know we have not attained, like Paul said, we're not there yet, but we're trying to live the word. We're trying to be a living example. We're trying to be Christ-like. So those of us who are living the word or trying to live the word without deceit or deception or any of those things, you know, most Christians are going to base their decision based on biblical principles, okay? Some of the things that Trump is running on is he is definitely against abortion, and most Christians are, okay? Most Christians are. And so, and we know that Democrats are not against abortion, okay? Actually, they, you know, they are for killing babies all the way up to the last term. And then, if, you know, if the baby come out, not how they think the baby should come out, they for taking that child's life. Now, I'm not for that. I'm not for abortion. You know, I believe in biblical principles. I'm not for abortion, okay? And I'm not for killing babies, okay? All right? So, again, I'm not here to tell you how to vote tonight. I'm here to break down some things, and you can make your own informed decision based on James 1:5, okay? Asking God for wisdom to lead you, okay? And then, so, again, like I stated, that the Republicans are not for abortion. Well, Trump, we're going to just talk about, we're going to just talk about the two candidates, okay? We're just going to talk about President Trump, and we're going to talk about Biden, Senator Biden, Vice President Biden. So Trump is not, he is not for abortion, but President Biden is, okay? Then we want to talk a little bit about, a lot, we've been hearing a lot about reform, police reform. And as you know, a lot has been going on with some of the police killings, and a lot of African Americans say that's one of the reasons why they're not voting for President Trump. Now, when President Obama, and I'm not taking sides, I'm going to go straight down the line. When President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden were in charge, there were a lot of police shootings on their watch as well. However, they were in the White House for 8 years, and not one police reform policy came forth, okay? Nothing changed as it related to the situation. Trump has only been in office for, 3.5 years, and he has done a lot. Tim Scott has put forth, Tim Scott is a Republican senator from, I believe it's South Carolina. He has worked with the other Republicans, and he has put forth a police reform bill. And it was thrashed down, but Trump, as well as some Republican senators, put together a police reform bill. Because let me just say this. I am all for police officers, and I believe President Trump is too. However, I do agree, and I've heard President Trump say this too, that there are some bad apples. However, there are a lot of good police officers. Yes, there are some bad apples on the force. And so, therefore, because there are some bad apples, we do need reform. We do need training. And the Republicans came together and put forth a police reform bill that was brought down because the Democrats didn't agree with it. You know, one thing that about politics is a lot of political pandering. And if you really look at both of the sides, you can tell which one is playing political games and which side is not. Okay? So, again, I want you to go back and do your research, because I said tonight I was not going to tell you who to vote for, but I am going to, when you leave this call, you're going to be able to pretty much know which way to go, okay? All right. So let me say this again, and let me make myself clear. I am all for police officers, okay? However, I am not for the bad apples, because there are some bad apples, but I am all for, you know, police officers. There are some good police officers. There are some good police officers. I've worked with them. As a matter of fact, you know, I work with some every day, and they are awesome, awesome. But there are some bad apples. And President Trump and the Republicans have started to address those bad apples. However, and you guys have seen it, the media is out to get President Trump. You know, that's a whole nother subject. But he's up against, and, you know, I'm going to be honest. I have to be honest tonight. I'm not taking President Trump's side, but I have to call it ace to ace and a spade to spade. You know, I see it. I see media bias. I see big tech bias. They don't like President Trump, and they want to defeat him. And they, everywhere you look, that's coming out of the media is negative things. They never talk about the positive things that this president does. Now, I follow this president, meaning that, yes, I go, I listen to his rallies. I look up his policies. I listen to some of the things he say. And I heard him just last night, as early as last night, say that it's some bad apples on the police force. And that those of, you know, but he said that we have some good police officers. He support police officers, but he do agree that there are some bad apples on the police force. And those are the ones that we have to get rid of. I'm telling you, I went online and all I heard was the media saying Trump said that the police were this, they were this good and they were that good. They never once said President Trump also said there were some bad apples. So they're not telling you all the good stuff this president is doing. They're just trying to point out the bad stuff to try to turn your, to try to make you go against him, okay? All right. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. And just because this is my stance don't mean that it should be yours. I do not agree with Democrat policies, okay? One is that, you know, I believe in biblical principles. That's number one. Number two is that I grew up in Democrat in a neighborhood. I grew up in an environment where I saw that Democrat policies failed my community. Okay? Now, and still today, those same policies are failing the African-American community, okay? If you go in these inner-city communities, I mean, 40-something years and this stuff is still happening, okay? Still high crime, and these are Democrat inner cities. You still have high crime rates. You still have drug-infested neighborhoods. You still have, you know, these schools are, these public schools are a mess. And these are Democrat-run neighborhoods and areas and cities. The homeless rate is off the chart, okay? The crime and the poverty, it's like they have policies that keep African-Americans in poverty. Their policies keep African-Americans in poverty, keep undeserved communities in poverty. They enable these people. They don't empower them to do better and be better. It's like they enable them. They give them welfare. They give them food stamps. Instead of telling them and teaching them how to get wealth, you know, they give them $300 a month. They give them housing. And then they take the man out of the house, meaning that if you can't get married, okay, it's almost like a cult, almost, in order to get any benefits from the government. I'm not telling you something that I haven't experienced, okay? See, that's why I can write the things that I write and know that is true because I lived it, okay? When I got out of it at 17, I refused to live that way. I moved to America. I've been working since I was 12 years old. I refused to live it like that. I knew before, I said, this is not the life for me. I moved out of D.C. at 17 years old, got my own apartment, and had my own car. Okay, at 17, I was driving before then, but, you know, I was out of there. I was out of the hood at 17 because I said, ain't no way in the world I'm going to live like this. So what I'm trying to say is that their policies, the Democrat policies, keep a certain race down. They don't realize it because they have not been. The Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They have not been educated and informed and empowered to know that they're being duped. And so you see high crimes in that area. Whenever you have a situation where people are oppressed the way that a lot of these people are that live in these neighborhoods, they're oppressed, you have high crime. Okay, you have high crime, you have drugs, you see homeless people all over the place, you see children growing up before they supposed to, you know, they have to grow up so fast, they can't be children in these neighborhoods because most of their parents are strung out on drugs, okay, and so they have to fend for themselves, they have to grow up early and be grown before their time so they can take care of themselves. That's why you see a whole lot of these young boys out here, 12, 13 years old, selling drugs because their fathers and mothers are on drugs. And so they have to take care of themselves. But see, they don't have nobody to tell them, baby, you don't have to live this way, okay? You don't have to live this way. Go to school. Get an education. But then when they go to school, some of the schools, the public schools are failing. So that's another difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans believe in school choice. The Democrats believe in public schools. Now, why would you want to send your child to a public school where the schools are, half of them don't have heat, don't have air, don't have heat in the winter, don't have air in the summer. The techs are all ran over. Some of the teachers don't even know what they're talking about. So the Republicans said, let's give these kids school choice. Meaning, you know, send them to schools that's outside of their district. Send them to schools like, you know, charter schools, and they can get certificates or coupons to go to charter schools. And charter schools is like three grades, three steps up from a regular public school. At least in charter schools, they teach them things at a higher level, so they grasp it. So that's what the Republicans want. They want to give these children school choice, but the Democrats are fighting them tooth and nail. They don't. It's like they want to keep these people down. They want to keep these people dependent on them. And I believe I talked about before how it's a lot of political games being played. They do that so that they can keep these people voting for them, okay? Now, let's talk about the crime bill, the difference between the two parties. Joe Biden, along with Clinton, put together what is called a Crime Control Act, which resulted in a whole lot of African Americans being incarcerated for petty crimes. I'm talking about, you know, little nickel bag of marijuana, they getting 20 years, okay? That's ridiculous. You know what a little nickel bag of marijuana look like? It's a little, and somebody getting 20 years for that? So Biden, along with Clinton, they put together this crime control act bill, and a whole lot, I'm talking about a horde of African Americans, and some of them are still locked up today. So what President Trump did was he came up with what is called the First Step Act, a criminal justice reform bill that would allow some of those people out of jail that was locked up for those petty crimes. People still in jail for some of those petty crimes. It makes no sense, okay? So he's trying to undo what Joe Biden did, okay? So that's why I started this session out with wisdom, listening to me on tonight. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I'm going to tell you the truth, and you make the decision. Again, President Trump came out with the First Step Act criminal justice reform crime bill, okay? That undid what Joe Biden did, okay? So with this crime bill, first, it's called the First Step Act criminal justice reform, not really, which will those people that are in prison for petty crimes, or they did a certain amount of time, and or if they were in jail and they got time, like too much time that they shouldn't even got, they were sentenced unjustly. You know, he's been pardoning a lot of them and letting a lot of, he's like 3,100 or so inmates have gotten out of jail so far, or maybe more now, on this Criminal Justice Reform Act, okay? That President Trump, okay, the Republicans did. See, a lot of people that are voting for Biden don't know this. They're only been told, you know, to hate President Trump because he's racist. But in actuality, if you look at his policies that he put forth versus the Democrat Party policies in 47 years, I mean, President Trump has only been in office for 3.5, almost 4 years, and he has done more for minorities than the Democrats have done in 47 years, for 50 years, okay? Let's talk about Operation Legend. That's Operation Legend is an initiative that President Trump put together based on a young little boy who was murdered, a young African-American boy who was murdered. And so this Operation Legend, you know, it helps with finding murderers who have killed people in these inner-city communities, okay? And so they've already caught the person who killed this little boy. His name was Legend, so they named it after him. So President Trump is not only came out with a criminal justice reform to help people who was unjustly incarcerated, but he also going with this Operation Legend, he's going after those people who have murdered, I mean, people who have murdered people, really harsh crime. And you got a lot of murderers in these unsolved murders in these inner city neighborhoods. People who have murderers that are out here who have not been caught yet. Been out here for 10 years, don't murder somebody 10 years ago. Chicago, you know, you got Baltimore, Washington, D.C., you know, all these inner city neighborhoods where you have high crime. So this is what Operation Legend does, okay? And let me go back to some of President Trump's policies that also help African Americans. President Trump has been in office, this was before the COVID-19, okay? African Americans, Latino Americans, minorities have had the lowest unemployment, okay? And since any president. So all those people who are hollering that President Trump is racist, they are liars, okay? This man, he ain't even been in office for 4 years. And the lowest unemployment, everybody, you remember, if you guys really go back and look and be honest with yourselves, everybody was working before COVID. I mean, people was working 2-3 jobs, making more money than they ever made before. The economy was rocking. I mean, it was on fire, okay? And it wasn't like that when Obama and Biden was in. They had the slowest economic recovery. I mean, my goodness, I remember when I worked at a job, I was working at this job, and when Obama and Biden was in office, and they had to start laying people off because the taxes, the corporation taxes were so high, and they had to start laying people off and sending stuff overseas. But then soon as Trump got in, the company started growing because the taxes went down, okay? So I'm telling you guys, it's a big difference. And you will hear the media say, oh, Trump is just for the rich or whatever. The policies that he is putting forth is trickling down. It's not just for the rich. Listen to me. It's not just for the rich. Those policies that President Trump has put forth, those tax policies, a tax cut across the board, not just for, you know, those in the 1%, but middle-class tax cuts. You got to do your research, guys. Stop listening to CNN. CNN hates President Trump. They're not even being real journalists these days, okay? They are just saying anything. They lying all day long. And I'm not just saying this because I like President Trump as a president. I'm saying this because it's the truth, okay? So you got to make a decision. And not only that, let me just say this. President Trump being in office cracked down on sex and human trafficking. He got a team together. I just, you know, and I love seeing it, and every time I see it, I will post it on my page. U.S. Marshals are capturing these people who are snatching up these little kids. I mean, they are catching them left and right. You never saw this. You never saw the marshals or anybody catching these people when Obama and Biden was in office, okay? Since Trump has been in office, so many of these people that are kidnapping and trafficking children, they're getting caught left and right because President Trump is cracking down on it. He's serious about it. Now, those of us who are Christians, religious freedom, President Trump stands for religious freedom. The Democrats want to close down churches. They want to, you know, lock up Jews. They want to lock you up if you open up your church. To them, churches are not essential. But the liquor store is. To them, the liquor store is essential. Okay? They say church is not essential because if we gather, we're going to get COVID. But if people go into the liquor store, they gathering, aren't they going to get COVID too? So what's the difference? So if you're going to close down a church, you need to close down a liquor store, right? But the Democrats don't agree. But President Trump agreed, and I agree, church is essential. You need Jesus. And a lot of people saying, well, I don't got to go in the building to have a relationship with God. No, you don't. But the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembly of the saints. We get strength by coming together. And the devil knows it, and that's why he's using certain politicians to try to stop us from gathering. Because that's we get strength by coming together, okay? So the Republicans, led by President Trump, believe in religious freedom. Guess what? You would think, having the first black president, that he would fund HBCUs. But it wasn't the Democratic Party. It was not Joe Biden. It was not Barack Obama. Guess who it was? The one who they lied and said don't like black people. It was President Trump who funded HBCUs, okay? So all this bad stuff they talking about President Trump, everything that they're not doing for black people, President Trump is doing for black people. Let's talk about taxes. It just came out that 50 Cent said that he voted for President Trump because ain't nowhere in the world he paying 62% of a tax rate. Let me tell you something. And let me go back to when I talked about how a lot of these companies under Obama and Biden were sending their jobs overseas because tax rates were so daggone high, okay? It was just ridiculous. And then when that happens, jobs are lost, okay? The economy slumped. So what President Trump did was he lowered taxes, and he told those companies, you need to come back to America. And then when they did that, when they brought those jobs back to the United States of America, their companies back to the United States of America, that's what happened. Jobs started opening, and that's how the economy started booming. That was the stock market and other things, okay? And so that's the difference. Joe Biden want to raise taxes. They did it before. I remember when my taxes was high, I don't know what. I was like, what is going on? Okay? Trump want to lower taxes, not just for the rich, but for everybody across the board. But they would make you think that he's just doing it for the rich. Wrong. Again, job creation. President Trump. Higher wages, not just for white America, but for all of higher wages for all of America. All of America. He just got nominated for, I think it's for peace, Nobel Peace Prize. President Obama. President Trump. Because of his Middle East peace deals that he's made. Peace in the Middle East, President Trump. But remember when Obama and Biden was in, it was hell in the Middle East. Every time you turn around, something was happening. And just before President Obama left office, he gave, I believe it was Iran, $1.50 billion in cash. Now, what in the world he doing giving a foreign government all that money? So it's a lot of stuff that's coming out that we're finding out that it was a lot of corruption in that Democratic Party while Biden and Obama was in office. So that's another story. Again, Democrats, high taxes. They're not for entrepreneurs. They're not for businesses, Democrats. They're for public schools. They're for high crime, poverty, stagnation, keeping you down. Government control, they want to control everything you do. Socialism, welfare, poverty, drug, high crime. Trump, he's for school choice, First Step Act, Operation Legend, job creation, lower taxes, okay? Peace in the Middle East. Giving money to HBCUs. He's for religious freedom. What more can you ask for? You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open the lines.
Amen, amen. Dr. Henderson, what a powerful, powerful area. I love it. I love it. I was taking some notes. I don't know about y'all. I hope y'all took some notes. I love it. What a great area. Doc, real quickly, from my perspective, real quick, I just want to mention that we do have to, first of all, you got to understand there is a system in place for business owners, people in business and people who work. There's a system, first of all, ladies and gentlemen. It's not perfect, but you, first of all, got to understand there is a system. And you also got to understand how it works. And then also, like Doc said, you got to listen. And not only listen, Doc, they got to also understand the process. You got to understand how it works and how it applies to your particular needs. Yep.
That's
right. And you can do it, and you can get a lot of help with that, ladies and gentlemen. So there's no excuse for not learning how that works, how it's going to affect your family, how it's going to affect your job, your business, your employees, all of that. We can talk about that all night. And I know Doc loves this when you're capital, where his money's out there. I'm still trying to figure out $400 billion just giving cash and don't even know where it went. They still don't know where it all went today. It's amazing. And yet they won't take care of our businesses.
I didn't even talk about how the Trump administration, you know how they all came, the PPP,
yeah.
how they helped business during
right.
the crisis. And
yep.
his daughter, Ivanka, you know, she's
mm-hmm.
with these global women business initiatives
yeah.
to help entrepreneurs. And so Trump is
mm-hmm.
all for helping business owners. And he's Trump will be good for these people living in poverty because he knows how
yeah.
to get them out of poverty. He,
yeah.
you know, he's not going to, you know, enable them. He's going to show them how they can get multiple streams of income, how to build businesses. And, you know, that's
yeah.
what we need to do. This is how we can get
Absolutely.
This economy back up and running. Okay, coronavirus came. All right, so what we need to do, we got to open up the country, open up
yeah.
these businesses, get
yep.
people back to working, create
yep.
jobs, and guess
yep.
what? The economy will start, will get back up again. Because when
That's
people
right.
are working, when people got money, they spend. You know, they put that money back into the economy. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
So,
that's exactly
all
right.
right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
All right, ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, we got to open up the lines on this wonderful time here. And I know we didn't get a chance to get questions in yet, but we're going to go open up for those that we do know for sure. Evangelist Mays, I believe we have you up and running now. Evangelist Mays, you're up on the network. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. What a
God
bless you as well. What another wonderful topic tonight, and so timely and very informative. And
yes.
I like the fact that you came right out with the scripture, you know, if any
yeah.
man lacks wisdom, to ask.
That's
and also
right.
to be slow to speak and to listen.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, that right there in itself is wisdom. You know, and also I want to just add this one scripture, and I'm going to comment on a few things that you said about, but Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are
yeah.
destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
But not only is it because of the lack of knowledge, also the scripture goes on to say, it's because we reject the knowledge
yeah.
even once we receive it. And so
Powerful.
This tonight was very informative, but yet people will reject
Yeah.
of what you see, what you know, and what you
yeah.
researched on. They were rejected because of not going through and just checking to see what different parties are doing. You know, the facts
That's
are there
right.
in black and
That's
white.
Right.
And so
mm-hmm.
you cannot look at the shenanigans that the media show
That's
forth
right.
and highlight on. It's because
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to understand it's all political. And
yep.
so, therefore, they're going to paint the picture of what they want the world to see. But if
exactly.
you're lazy and you don't take the initiative to go and do the research for yourself to find out what is going on, you just take whatever they serve on the plate on the media. And so I
That's
like
right.
it that you've done the research and you walked it out. It would be nice if you even had all what you spoke about tonight on where you can post and see the differences in
I think I am going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to type it out and put it up on my page. But you can also
yeah,
go on to. Yeah, I know because.
And then you can see the differences because people don't know.
Yeah,
it. You broke down
people
a lot of stuff
know
tonight
it.
That I really wasn't aware of. Some of it I was,
really?
Some of it I wasn't. So that kind of helped to even help you to determine which, you know, I already know where I'm going, but, you know,
exactly.
to be able
yeah.
to know what different
yeah.
ones stand for and what they have done, because they'll say
right.
one thing, but then the fact is there,
what
did you do? Because, you know, we look at things, people always say, well, you might have heard this thing that I can't hear what you're saying for what you do, or words.
Right.
Your actions
right.
speak louder than your words, because we could say
exactly.
anything, but what did you do? So
exactly.
this is very informative and very good, and I'm so glad that I was there to hear what you had to share tonight, and very helpful, very good.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. You can always go on to, and I'm hoping people will do this, go on to each of the parties' platform online, and it'll tell you what each one stands for. I mean, it's a stark difference. I mean, it's so different. The difference is just as different as what I talked about on tonight. I mean, a lot of people don't even realize all that President Trump has done for minorities. I mean, because they have painted this picture of this man being a racist and he don't like black people, which is all a lie. It's in his actions. His actions tell me that he loves black folk. Look at all he doing for people. Us black folk, who our own people didn't do for us. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Evangelist.
Yeah.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
All right.
Amen. Amen. You're right, Dr. Henderson. You know, I wrote down earlier, it's all about results and concern about the people. You know, it comes down to that. It don't matter what the party is, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about results and concern for your growth, your family's growth, your children going to college, all of that. They don't want to go to college. They go to technical school. That's available for them. They don't want to do that. They get certificates. They can get certified in different areas. Or just work with a good wage. So that's what we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Don't matter about
and
the party,
about
results.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Dr. Baum, because President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, was working with initiatives that if kids didn't want to go to college, they can go to a technical school.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly,
yeah,
Doc.
I mean, it's out there. They are doing a lot for people that you don't hear about. Because the media don't want people to know.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right, Doc. Powerful. Powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up the Hembricks. Dr. Henderson, we haven't heard from the Hembricks in a while. God bless you. The Hembricks are up. Amen. Yep. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless everyone tonight.
Hey, how are you?
All righty. I tell you, tonight's subject was a good subject, but it also is a touchy subject because, you have to, like you say, you have to look at both parties. You have to analyze both of the candidates, Trump and Biden. You have to analyze them both. You have to look at for what they stand for and look at, you know, where they're going. I don't have that much to say on that because, it's, like I said, it's a touchy subject for me.
It is.
I just want to, I look, at the news. I gather my own thoughts up, and I just listen to what people are saying. Not people in general, mostly the candidates. That's what I listen to mostly is the candidates, not the news broadcasters on MSNBC, CNN, and ABC, NBC, and all the rest of them. I'm listening to mostly what the candidates say.
Candidates are saying, right.
And the candidates, and I'm making my judgment on, what they're saying and how they're saying it. You also got, like you say, got to have wisdom, and the Bible said, and all that, get an understanding. So you got to understand exactly what what they stand for. I'm just going to just leave it like that tonight because
that's fine because you don't have to tell us who you vote for because that's your personal thing.
I wasn't going to tell you who I'm voting for, but. you have to look at it. Look at it.
Yeah, you do.
And you just have to see, what's going on. You have to look at all the things that have happened, all the ones that have got killed, the flood, the Beyonce, the Taylor family, and people, other people, other families. You have to look at what caused all of this.
You do. And I mean, I don't know if you're talking about the COVID situation, but I mean, China caused that. I mean, leave it up to the media. They blame President Trump, but then the whole world, everybody in the world got, all the countries. President Trump is not over Italy and, all those other countries that had those high cases. So you can't blame President Trump. I don't know if you've been following me. I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying talking in general because a lot of people blame him for the COVID deaths. a lot of the Democrats do, and they're running on that. They don't have a plan. They haven't told us yet what was their jobs plan. They haven't. Democrats have not told us yet what is their health plan. All they talk about is COVID, and that's what they're trying to beat Donald Trump on. But Donald Trump has results, and so but if you look at that situation. I don't know. You've been with me from the beginning. I told y'all from the beginning where it came from, remember?
Yes.
I told y'all from the beginning, even before people just now started talking about China. Y'all, if anybody that's on this Straight to the Point, know that you get the prophetic word. I told y'all last year something was about to happen, even before it happened, remember?
Yes.
And I said something bad about to happen, and then I told y'all, when I got back from Italy, that it was China who put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Way
yep.
before people started blaming China. I told y'all, China.
Right.
So now people starting to see that China was heavily involved. So. But the COVID cases, I don't know, you got to know about government and how government is run. And governors of each state are responsible for governing their states.
Absolutely.
That means, so they have laws in place where the president can't make the governor do certain things because, you know, certain laws will prevent him from that.
Right.
So a lot of these governors, in these inner cities, these Democratic ran states with high COVID numbers, was telling President Trump, you know, they didn't need his help. A lot of them wouldn't even. He was trying to tell them and give them guidance on certain things, and they were saying, "I'm the governor. You don't tell us what to do." Oh, I got a whole list of them. I wrote it down and everything with everyone that came up against the president when he was trying to help them and give them guidelines to tell them what they needed to do. So then you had the governor of New York, where they ain't talking about, put all those people, had all those people that was infected with COVID, he sent them to the nursing home and killed all those people in the nursing home. That ain't President Trump's fault. That's the governor's fault. That's the governor of New York's fault for why he killed those people. And they got a nerve. They want to blame Trump for the COVID cases. That's number one, the governors. Number two, they got all these people out here rioting. I mean, a whole bunch of people coming from different states rioting and protesting. And they ain't even doing nothing about it, making those people go home. And they spreading the COVID. And that stuff going to different states. When those people that's going to those, coming to these, those people who come to D.C. rioting, half of them not even from D.C. They from other states. Those people that was over and they was rioting in Seattle, when those people, some of those people got locked up, The chief of police said every person they locked up wasn't even from there. They was from another state. So you got a lot of these that have been rioting, and they still letting them riot. They still letting them protest in bunches. I mean, thousands. They're not wearing masks. They just out there lobbing all over each other. And then they taking that stuff back home, and they spreading it. So that's another thing. The third thing is, the United States has tested more people for COVID-19 than any other nation. So you got more people being tested. So, of course, their cases, and if they're positive, it's going to look like they got, you know, we got more cases than anybody. Number four, there have been more people who recovered from COVID-19 that died from COVID-19. And let me just say this, any death, we don't take no death for granted. Every life is special. Let me put that out there. But nobody ever talks about the recovery. There have been millions of recoveries. I know three people who recovered. Apostle Vicki Johnson, Kevin Gates, Apostle Vicki Johnson's husband, recovered. Okay? Not only that, President Trump and his family recovered. I went on a 3-day fast for them. But then I went on a 3-day fast for Apostle Vicky and them as well. Amen. And so so you got a lot of people, 98% of the people recover from this thing. Number five, you got people who are giving people false positives. So you got a lot of people out here who are getting lied to about them having COVID-19. They are inflating the numbers to make the president look bad. I know a lot of folks who said that they wasn't feeling good. They are inflating those numbers. They didn't feel good, and they went to the doctor, and they didn't even get tested, and the doctor said, you got COVID-19. And the young lady said, hi, I got COVID-19. You didn't even test me. She said, because your nose running. And she put on the paper the girl had COVID-19. So if they really investigate this thing, Elder, they're going to find out that there's been a lot of inflated numbers, that a lot of people didn't really have COVID, that somebody been paid under the table to lie. Their whole goal is to destroy President Trump, and they would do it by any means necessary. Okay? All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Amen.
All right. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I know Elder Hembrick was talking about the area, and Brother Hembrick, I'm with you on that. One thing we got to do is our analysis. You know, we don't do analysis. We got to do an analysis on everything today in order to get a good understanding of things. So if I'm with you on that, Brother Hembrick, you do have to do your homework, got to do your analysis, and you make your decision from there as well. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson, if you're just joining us. Hey, Doc, I was talking to one of the callers offline, and she was excited and agreed with you as well. I want to bring her in. Her last four digits are 1799. We're going to mention your last four digits only, 1799. You're live on the air with Doc. Bless you.
Good evening.
Hey, amen. Caller 1799, you're on the line. God bless you. If you'd like to say
did
a few words.
Did she want to speak, or did she want you to ask the question, Dr. Vaughn?
Yeah, she was going to speak about the just response to what she agreed with you on. Amen.
Okay,
1799,
well,
you're live on the air.
Amen. I'm not a person.
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she's on.
Hi. Yes, I was agreeing wholeheartedly with the things that President Trump is doing that they do not explain. And I agree with it because from the beginning, especially with him taking the initiative. I mean, he just did it moving the embassy to Israel. That was a big move. Within itself was a big move that no other president has. They may have talked about it, but no other president have done. That took a lot of heart, you know. So I agree wholeheartedly about everything that you said, because I even discussed that with my mom about 2 weeks ago, how I feel like things, you know, he's trying to get people up, get them to see the other side of the economy and how we can get jobs, get things working. But it takes, you know, it takes another person to actually see what he's doing. It's good. It's positive.
Yeah, it is.
So I agree.
And yeah, it's so sad that, you know, a lot of people look at CNN and a lot of these news people don't cover nothing he's doing good. It's just so sad. I mean, we are definitely living in the last days. The media is definitely showing themselves that, they've been controlled by demonic presence. My God, it's strong. I mean, I don't know if you know what happened on social media, but something came out about Biden and his son, about China and, you know, Ukraine or something. And social media, I mean, they censor, wouldn't let the story out. You know, they shut people down, block people and everything from sharing the story. And it was from a reliable source. So, I mean, that's how I know he's the one, because all of hell has come up against this man. Now, the devil ain't going to fight against itself. if Trump was the was with the devil or was not, you know, if he was this evil person, then the devil wouldn't be fighting him the way they are. That's why I tell people, it's spiritual too. It's not just in the natural, but it's spiritual. Look at who's fighting him. All you got to do is look at the people who's fighting him. The people who's fighting him don't have a prayer life. That's number one. Number two, they believe in killing babies. They believe in doing unimaginable things. No, I mean, number three, they lie. They doing all kinds of stuff towards him. I mean, that's not God. That's the devil.
That's
so
right.
You got witches. Even witches are witches. Now, what witch you know? Which witch you know gonna be on the side of God? You got mm-hmm. witches coming up against this man. You got mm-hmm. I mean, literally witches. People doing spells, all kinds of stuff against President Trump. Do you think the devil would be doing that against him if the devil put him in office? Come on. I tell people, you got to be able to discern the times, discern what's going on. It's bigger than in the natural. It's spiritual. And not only that, we got to think about our children. You can't say because you don't like his personality, you're not going to vote for him. So you're going to vote for somebody who's going to put policies in place that's going to damage your children and their children and their children. And, you know, and y'all know what policies I'm talking about. Okay? So, I mean, come on. Forget that. I'm voting the Bible. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for calling. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. What a wonderful topic tonight. Amen. God bless you.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us on tonight. It's been an awesome show. I enjoyed you guys. Again, I want to thank you. And I just want to leave you guys with this. Don't get caught up on, remember, the devil comes as the angel of light. So just because a person is mild and meek and don't scream, don't mean they ain't the devil. Joe Biden, he comes all real mild and weak and meek, but he is not a good man, okay? I can tell you that right now, and I'm not just saying it because I'm trying to persuade you to vote for Trump. Yes, Trump could be loud, he could be boisterous, he could do, you know, all those things, but let me just say this. What you guys probably don't know. A lot of people talk about some of the things Trump said when he first ran. But guess what? Biden said more racist things than anybody. He said he didn't want his children to grow up in a jungle with black people, okay? He believed in segregation, okay? He still saying stupid stuff out of his mouth all over social media about Latinos, about black folk. So y'all better not get caught up on because this man come across talking real soft, because the devil talks soft too. He comes as an angel of light. Look at the policies. Look what they stand for. Research Biden. I'm telling you, I put most of my stuff on Twitter, and I don't know if you guys have Twitter, but you can go through my Twitter because I post a lot of stuff of what Joe Biden says that solidifies why I'm not voting for him, okay? So, you know, all right. So, again, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. That's between you and God. Voting is a personal decision. And thank you for listening on tonight. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. I'm about to go, but before I leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night. For once in my
life, gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar board, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. The kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Eat?
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, this has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another powerful night with Dr. Henderson, some great information and some great wisdom as well on top of that. So ladies and gentlemen, we just thank you so much for joining us, and we want to leave you with another wonderful, wonderful hand clap of praise because Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Bye-bye.